how honest should we be with feedback? The new film, You Hurt My Feelings, explores this question. Julia Louis-Dreyfus stars as Beth. She's an author and a writing teacher, happily married, it seems, to her therapist's husband, Don, played by Tobias Menzies. But Beth is having trouble getting her latest book published. So her husband encourages her, saying, "Nah, you don't need another draft. It's good."
"I think you're done."
"You must be so sick of reading it."
"Not at all, Beth. It's wonderful, honey, really."
"Yeah, but then why the hell haven't I heard from Sylvia? Maybe it's bad, maybe it's not as good as my memoir."
"You wrote a great book. But believe me, she's gonna call you. She probably just, you know, hasn't read it yet, that's all."
"Really?"
"Yeah, I'm sure of it."
Well, Don is lying. Turns out he doesn't like the book, as we hear in this next conversation he has with his brother-in-law, played by Arian Moyad. Here's that.
"Can you say anything?"
"No, I can't. I could have, maybe should have, you know, like second, third, 20th read."
"20th read?"
"Yeah, yeah. Draft after draft after draft. She was asking for notes, and I didn't know how to, and now it feels too late."
"And it's no good."
"Not to me."
And of course, Beth happens to overhear all that. Awkward. Again, the film is You Hurt My Feelings. It's written and directed by Nicole Holofcener, and she joins us now. Nicole, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, pointing out the obvious, you're also a writer. I'm a writer, and so I instantly identified with this, you know, when you show it to someone and ask what they really think. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I want to know what they really think. Where did the idea come from for you?
You know, doing what I do, and any creative person doing what they do, wonders if people are lying to them when they say they like their work. And, you know, sometimes I appreciate the lie, but there's still a sinking feeling in me that wonders, you know, did that person tell me the truth? And so it just seemed like, oh, this is a nightmare. And what if it happened to me? It started from there.
It is, as you're portraying in the film, a nightmare for everyone involved, right? All the characters are on the giving end of feedback and on the receiving end. And so you can hear Don's dilemma, the husband here. He doesn't want to hurt his wife's feelings, so he doesn't tell the truth. We all have children, and, you know, we say certain things to encourage them to keep trying. I mean, is this just part of being human?
I think being a kind human, right? A conscientious one or a sympathetic one, yeah. I feel bad when I have to lie, and I hope that people can't tell, and I do my best just to support them, because if I love them or care about them or even appreciate their work, but not necessarily this one, you know, I want them to feel good about themselves, just like I want them to make me feel good about myself when they don't like my work, right? Mm. So it's a conundrum, and definitely with kids, you know, that fine line between not wanting to turn them into egomaniacs, you don't want to tear them down either. So there you go. Part of being human.
Yeah. In the film, the character Beth completely freaks out after she just happens to be behind her husband when the truth comes out. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a scene between Beth and her sister, played by Makayla Watkins.
"I've given him like a million drafts to read. And every time he reads it, every single time he tells me how much he loves it. Every single time!
Because he just doesn't, like, you know, get it or whatever.
And now my hands have gone numb."
"Yeah?
For real.
Okay, can you take a deep breath?"
"I am breathing, Sarah."
"All right. Would you just... You're going to talk to him."
"Well, that's a joke. I am never going to be able to look him in the face ever again. Okay, that's over."
She's funny. She's dramatic. This, to me, is one of the most important moments in the film, because now she's processing, this is what my husband really thinks of my work. For you, is this a critical moment?
Yeah, it was a critical moment writing it too, because I didn't know what she was going to do when I got to that point. You know, how dramatic should this be? How much should she fall apart? You know, she's an adult person. She has to eventually kind of come down and be able to discuss it with him, which she does. But when I was writing it, I just put myself in her shoes and I thought, oh, is she going to move out? You know, like if she really can't look him in the eye, not so much because he lied, but because it's so humiliating to be lied to and believe it.
As I hear you talk about this, Nicole, I'm thinking about people who didn't give me the straight story, the straight feedback. You know, I've attempted one book. It did okay. And people have come up and said, you know, great job. And, you know, and while they say they read it, I don't know if any of that is true.
Right.
Do you wonder about this? Like, who out there in my circle, in my family, in my house is lying?
Yeah. I think I flatter myself in thinking that I can tell. I've had to lie and white lie so many times myself that I can sort of hear what it sounds like coming from somebody else. I could be wrong. I could be paranoid and insecure, which, you know, those are givens. But yeah, I can sort of tell when someone isn't really in love with it. And I can tell, I think I can, when someone really does get it and love it. And that it just fills me up with love and warmth.
These challenges of giving feedback and trying to give it the right way, the honest way, are in so many walks of life, right? Mm-hmm. Beth, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her sister is a decorator, and her client keeps rejecting her suggestions. Her brother-in-law is a stage actor. I mean, in so many walks of life, we depend on feedback, and we say we want the honest feedback. Is that what you're trying to explore here?
Yeah, I guess I am. And I guess I'm also exploring how to handle it. Like, how should Beth handle this? And can she look him in the eye again? Because he loves her, and he might not love this book, but he loves her. And I guess that's something that I grapple with if I show, say, a script or my film to someone who means a great deal to me, and I think that they don't like it. Can that be okay? You know, if I know they love me and care about me and they're not going anywhere, but they didn't love maybe this one or that one or any of them, can I have enough self-esteem or believe in myself to let that be okay? And sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it makes me not want to call that person again.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. I feel like they're looking at me like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. And that just, I can't take that.
The power of shame, right? I mean, it is such a strong, oh my goodness. you have a previous film, a 2006 film, Friends with Money, that deals with what happens when your friends have money and you don't. And then you have a 2013 film, Enough Said, where the central character finds out she's dating her new friend's ex-husband. And now you hurt my feelings. A lot of these have people in really uncomfortable, awkward situations.
The uncomfortable situations are the things we don't talk about and skirt around. And that's what interests me so much, is to break the taboos. You know, in Friends with Money, to actually say, you got a lot of money, give me some. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't say that, but they think it and they tell their friends that, or, you know, saying the thing you're not supposed to say, that just intrigues me. And of course, awkward situations are thoroughly entertaining. You know, without an awkward situation, you don't really have a conflict. And
we cringe and we keep watching.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's us. Yeah. Hopefully it's us. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a thought of what you want viewers to take away?
Yeah. I mean, I hope people walk out of the theater talking about it for sure and wondering and being inspired to explore these themes and these ideas. I also want them to be entertained. And even if they, you know, don't have a thought in their head after they leave the theater, that's okay with me, as long as they, you know, enjoyed it and felt something and laughed.
Can you imagine people walking out of the theater or watching it at home and afterwards getting into it, a bit of an argument? I never liked your parents. I never liked your painting. You're right. You can imagine that.
Yeah, or someone coming out of the theater and I was like, come on, give it to me. I know there's things. I can take it. I can take it. I want to be able to, like, hide in the restrooms and see what people say after they see the movie or in the
sidewalk. Yeah, because we think we can take it, right? We think we can take it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much I can take, honestly.
Me neither. I mean, I read your book and I loved it. I'm just kidding. But
there you
yeah.
go. Well done.
Yeah, I can't take it. Who can? I mean, I guess. Mm. I mean, look, I had, you know, so far this movie has screened many, many times. And the responses and the reviews have been extraordinary. Yet there are two people online who didn't like it. And, you know, I want to talk to them. And I want them to take down their scores. You know, and they're just a blip, a blip. But who doesn't do that, right? Who doesn't memorize the bad reviews as opposed to the good ones?
Yeah, I go there first.
Yeah,
I mean, right?
Of course.
I don't know why. That's permanently in the hard drive.
Right? Yeah.
We have been talking to Nicole Holofcener. Her new film is You Hurt My Feelings, and Nicole is writer and director. Nicole, great pleasure.
Thanks.
Thanks for making this film, and thanks for talking to us.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. Take care.
The film You Hurt My Feelings opens in theaters Friday.